to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And just a reminder, Belfast, this day week, next Friday, the Titanic Hotel in Queen's Road, isn't it? The Titanic Quarter. Beautiful hotel. Funny Friday is coming from the main hall there. Capacity of around 350, I'm told. The doors will open at 12. It'll be well organised. Obviously, first, well, three, we've never been, we've never done a programme in Belfast. So I don't know how many people will come in that sense. 350 is the normal size room we use around the country. And usually there is people standing at the back, but it's never troublesome. But the doors will open at 12 next Friday. Melanie Pine. Melanie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Every programme today on all stations has been talking about the koi poo, this big rat, a metre long, can weigh up to 9 kilos. They were spotted in Cork. And of course, like anything in Cork, they will make their way to Dublin. And apparently there has been a sighting not confirmed on the Royal Canal, by the banks of the Royal Canal in Ashtown in Dublin. And I also saw that the various OPW and Heritage Council, they will euthanize, if they will try and catch these rodents and euthanize them. That's the word they use. And I even saw in the United States of America, they got us when they spotted these rodents on a local riverbank, they mobilized a local SWAT team, the snipers, to go out and they shot the koi poo. Now, you are the only person I've heard on radio so far today that has actually touched a koi poo.
Not so much touched it, Joe, but I've actually eaten it. accidentally, I was staying in the Marais Poitevin, which is inland from La Rochelle in France, and I was in a high-end restaurant there, and they offered us a small choice of courses, and the first course was a pate of local meat, myocastra they call it there.
Okay.
And so I had it because I like pate, and I didn't know what it was. I asked, and they said local meat. And then when I got home, I looked it up on the internet, and it said it was koi poo, and it was a South American rat.
Did it taste like ratatouille?
Well, no, it just tasted like ordinary pate, actually, pate.
They're such an ugly animal with their two,
ugly and they're huge,
two yellow, big yellow teeth at the front.
They're quite secretive. I mean, we didn't come across them in person, but when we were on the canals, a lot of canals there, when we were taking a boat on the canals, and we'd see the holes in the bank that they lived in. They're very big holes, they're much bigger than rat holes, so you could tell which ones they were. And they don't seem to be treated as a nuisance there, they just seem to be treated as a kind of normal occurrence. They apparently were introduced by local fur farmers, and then they escaped, of course, as they all do.
Yeah, and apparently the family from the Cork koi poo family, apparently they apparently were on some pet farm and they escaped. And a female can produce up to 18 pups a year.
Yeah, absolutely horrible.
And then within a year, those pups can be breeding.
And they're so ugly, as you say, those big yellow front teeth. They're sort of related to a beaver almost, that same sort of gnawing front teeth.
You say you didn't notice anything different about the taste when you ate one of these koi poos.
You know the way with pate, they add in all sorts of flavourings and seasonings and so forth, so it just tasted, it looked like meat and it tasted like meat, and I didn't know at the time.
But afterwards,
I didn't eat it again.
I know that. But when you discovered what you had eaten, how did your stomach react?
Okay, but I must say, we haven't been back to that area again. it's marshland area, and they deal with things that live in the marsh, so there's a lot of snails and a lot of eels and a lot of koi poo and things like that, so we didn't really like the cuisine that much. We haven't been back there since. But it's pretty close to the world.
Okay, have Irish people eaten dog, or have they eaten...
I have a friend who ate it in South Korea, right, but I haven't eaten it myself.
And what did they say that tasted? Was that, what type of dog? Greyhound? Was it fast food? What did that taste like?
It's just, again, like meat, and they disguise these things so well, because they had to make them palatable, else you wouldn't eat them. Well, and then the French are particularly inventive at turning local resources into food. So.
And by the way, how expensive was the koi poo pate?
It was a high-end restaurant. It was one of the inclusive menus. It was, right. I think it was about €40 for the three courses. So it was, I mean, that's quite expensive at the time in France. This was about 10 years ago. And
did they recommend a particular wine with it? Or?
I didn't ask for that. He just got the local house.
A nice little cheeky number.
Exactly.
Because the Kaipu are big cheeky numbers. They're vegetarians. Apparently, they're not dangerous. They don't attack you.
But they really hide. You don't see them unless by accident.
But they eat rings around them, except meat, and they take eggs from birds.
And they also take, you know, they were sort of basically undermining the banks because these are canals.
Yeah.
And they burrow in and the banks collapse and the canal gets wider and shallower and it's not great for drainage.
Well, God knows, with Brexit now looking like a very hard one, we might all be eating Kaipu by the end of April.
And dog and everything, exactly, and a horse.
Yeah. Eating each other. Melanie, the way things are going. We're all getting into our bunker just like the British government in central London. Okay, Melanie Pine, the only person I've heard on all radio stations today who's actually touch a Kaipu. You were touching it at the time.
Texture
was pate texture?
Yeah, pate, absolutely. Yeah, okay. It's obviously been minced up and added with various seasonings and ingredients.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
What are you having for dinner, Melanie?
I think it'll be lentils.
Vegetarian, a nice lentil pastry
absolutely,
pie.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Go for it.